Hi, this is Omar Jaz, Monitor Division Operator, marking alert data service is January 24, 2013, and I'm dictating patient note for James Mathis, J-A-M-E-S, space M-A-T-H-I-S, date of birth of the patient is February 19, 1946, 02191946, the primary physician of the patient is Jamie Hall. Please copy the information page of an patient on December 6, 2012. Parent of this is a cardiac and operator work for the visit to the follow up on parent referral. Deeply with the pleasure of seeing Mr. Mathis in our cardiac today, who is a very pleasant 66 years old. After gentleman with the past medical history significant for peripheral disease period. His status post peripheral angiogram period. He is in our clinic today for a four level point. Parent pregup on today's visit, patient was complaining of leg pain associated with exertion period. He was also complaining of some shortness of pedestal with exertion period. Patient denied any chest pain, any orthopneia, any PND, any palpitation, and dizziness, presyncopal attacks period. Patient also denied any leg swelling period. Patient said that he is complaining with all of his medical following her primary care physician regularly period. Next paragraph, past medical history. Past medical history has a very significant for peripheral vascular disease. Period paragraph, past surgical history. Past surgical history of this patient is not insignificant. Period paragraph, social history. Patient is a chronic smoker and continues to smoke half a pack per day. Period. Though he currently denies drinking alcohol or using any illicit drug. Period paragraph. Family history. Family history of this patient is non-contributory. Period paragraph. Allergies. Patient does not have any known drug allergies. Current paragraph. Current medication. Number 1, aspirin, 325 mg QD. Number 2, Prevnar 75 mg QD. Number 3, simvastatin, 40 mg QHS. Period paragraph. Physical examination. On today's period pressure, the patient is 125 by 72 mm mercury, positive 57, weight is 205 and 5 is 6 feet. Period. For aspirin, copy, normal temperature. Physical examination was significant for weak peripheral pulses in the lower limbs, especially on the left side. For spectroscopy, normal imaging examination, peripheral diagnostic test. Number 1, arterial ultrasound. Arterial ultrasound, patient had arterial ultrasound of the lower extremity, which was done on January 8, 2013, which showed occlusion in the distal superficial femoral artery period. It also had occlusion in the popliteal artery of the lower extremities period. It showed less than 30% stenosis of the right lower extremity arterial system period. Please copy EKG, EBI, Lexi stress test, coronary angiogram extremity bilaterally, and peripheral angiogram lower extremity bilaterally from page 2 and 3 or 4 of page 2 and 3 of patient on December 6, 2012. Paragraph as in the plan of coronary peripheral vascular disease. Patient's past medical history significant peripheral vascular disease and status for peripheral angiogram period. On today's visit, patient was again complaining of a leg pain of the exertion period. We did arterial ultrasound, which showed bilateral SFA occlusion period. So the patient currently is symptomatic and has a occlusion shown confirmed by peripheral arterial ultrasound lower extremities. So we have scheduled patient for a peripheral angiogram period. We are going to follow up with the patient following his procedure and then manage him in accordance to his symptoms period. In the meanwhile, we have advised patient take all of his current medication regularly following a primary care physician period. Number 2, shortness of breath. On today's visit, patient was complaining of some shortness of breath as well as exertion period. So we are going to do pulmonary function test and echocardiogram to assess his ejection fraction and to assess his valvular functions period. We are going to follow up with his test result on the next one and manage him accordingly period. Next is smoking cessation. Patient is a chronic smoker and continues to smoke half a pack per day period. We have advised, again advised patient to quit smoking and period. We also discussed with him different methods of smoking cessations. Period. Please add cardiopharmacogenomics from assessment plan to from assessment plan of on page 4 of patient on December 6, 2012 to the assessment plan. Thank you very much for allowing us to take care of Mr. Mathis. Period. We are going to follow up with him in 2 months time following his procedure. We are going to, in the meanwhile, we advise patient to take all of his current medication regularly following a primary care physician. He can reach us any question and concern. Thank you very much, sincerely. Umar Jasmine, like UMR space, EG, this space, Samuel, like Kerry, Division, Motor, Mahir, living all 4 certifications, and our dictation. Thank you.